Because some journeys are better taken together.
Let's walk the talk. 702.
Money's hard to come by these days, especially during the lockdown. And something that has been quite topical as well is the red listing of South Africa with the UK. And I mentioned, of course, the vast amounts of money that are being lost by small businesses and as well as business owners and people in the South African economy shrinking as general. We have Atinko Sisautana on the line. We're very grateful to have her this morning. And we're talking about finance, your behavior and personalities, your personality and how that can affect you. Your bottom line. Atingosi, good morning and thank you for joining us.
Good morning, Wasanga, and good morning to your listeners. How are you?
I am great. It's good to hear from you. And we're looking at finance in a different way and your personality traits, how they can affect money. Is it? I've talked many a times before with people regarding financial education, financial literacy. We're told that we don't have a saving culture as well. But your personality, how does it affect how you spend or don't spend or invest or save? And what are those kind of assessments that are available?
Yes. So your personality does affect the way you handle money, Wasanga. Some people are just frugal. Some people are savers. And some are shoppers and some are spenders. They just spend carelessly and live in the moment. At Just Money, we listed about six personality types when it comes to money. We had the spender. This person just loves indulging themselves. They would never not buy something because they don't have money. They could literally have 50 rands in their pocket or bank account. But if they saw, well, chicken wings, they're going to buy them. They don't care. If they just splurge on the latest gadgets, clothing items. They love fashion brands. They love making a statement. But one thing that you'll notice about them is that they will have what we call a buyer's remorse.
Okay.
So after doing all that spending, they would regret buying or doing that spending and think, oh my goodness, what have I done? But don't think that is going to stop them, though. They will still continue buying whenever they get a chance. And then we have what we call a hoarder. This person is excessively frugal. They never have money, though. You could literally ask them for 1 rand and they would not have it. Even though they have savings or just huge savings in their bank account, they're always anxious about money. They just barely give money to anyone else. And even they just don't buy things even for themselves. I know this one person, they were talking about their brother, whom they have to force to buy something even for himself because they just don't want to spend. They just they downplay their wealth.
Okay.
And then we had what we call the borrower. These people just don't think about their money. They don't consider the impact of their actions on their future. They purchase items on credit, even unnecessary items. For instance, they would buy groceries on credit. You'd notice that their credit cards are always maxed out. And they have more debt that they can afford. You'd find them paying debt with another debt. And you'd find them frequenting their creditors just to reschedule their loans. And they just spend more money than they earn. And then we have what you call a gambler. This person gets the thrill from pursuing big and quick wins. You'd find them in casinos, playing card games, horse racing, even on that popular app that I'm not going to mention.
I know that app.
Losing money to these people, it will just never stop them from making their next bet. They usually end up in huge debt. They isolate themselves from their loved ones because they just don't want to feel judged because they always feel like they are being judged for what they are doing. And next we have the shopper. These people just love searching for bargains. They love hunting for deals.
A bargain is such a bad thing. Isn't it a good way to get savings and to shop smartly? Are bargains that bad?
It's actually a good thing, but it's a bad thing when you're trying to cover up for something for because you'll find that these people are just impulsive buyers. They just don't want to miss anything, and you'll find out also that their credit cards are also maxed out. So in order to cover that or to make up for that, you'll find out they are looking for those deals so that they will not feel guilty about they are spending, you know.
Okay.
And some of them, you'll find out that, they have a compulsive buying disorder, which is not necessary, which is not good at all, because it means that you actually need help now in buying more than you should. You are just obsessed with buying and buying. Well, you will notice that they are aware of their habits, but they just cannot resist it, you know. And then we had an investor, Osanga.
Mm-hmm.
These people are just risk takers. They have clear goals. They have the patience and the knowledge and the discipline that is needed to achieve their financial goals. They trust their gut. The problem with these people is that they might fall for the get-rich-quick schemes, and which might land them in financial woes.
It seems like all of these traits themselves have their good and bad parts. I've never actually heard of the investor having negative elements. I've always thought that if you're an investor, you are aware of the best ways in which you can put your money and proportion it. I've never heard of a discussion about the investor type of personality trait being a bad thing.
Well, it depends, because if you are a new, if you are a beginner, you might fall, as I've said, for those get-rich-quick schemes. And if you're not educated enough, you might fall for, you might get into trouble. So it's very important for you to always speak to a financial advisor so they can take you through to what is possible and to the things through the things that you need and you should not do before you embark on your investing journey.
I want to start of all of these traits and a lot of bad things, and they start from a young age, and you can talk about traumas, bad habits, and even when you attend psychology, they talk about childhood. Is there a proactive way in which you could, for example, teach a culture? I always use the example of one of my primary school mates, Matthew Carter, and he was telling us that he's going to the USA and he saved up all his money for so many years. I was astonished. I was like, what? That's incredible. But I even had another friend whose mom and his dad actually were quite transparent about financial spending habits, how much they have, how they use it, etc. How can we instill financial literacy from a young age?
You know, Wasanga, we just had a panel discussion last week, and it's funny how people are in. We just talked about those things that influence how people handle their money, and one of the things is just the way that they were brought up. So parents play a big role in how you handle the money as a grown up. So basically, it starts from the very young age, how you see your parents handling money. So you, as a parent, you need to teach your kids, and you need to instill those good habits at a very young age. You need to also, they must also have a balanced personality. Sometimes there's nothing wrong with being a spender. There's nothing wrong with being an investor. There's nothing wrong with being a shopper.
Okay.
But those things must balance. You know, I have this philosophy that says that everything that you do, you must do it in moderation, even moderation itself, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So you must balance things. You should not, you need to know that the kind of person that you are. You need to know your weaknesses. You need to know your strengths, and you need to know where to spend. You need to know when to save, and you need to know when to look for bargains.
Sure, it's not bad to break these bad habits. And there's a lovely article, and it explains and even has ways in which you can seek out assistance if you have any of these traits. It's Just Money Advice You Can Bank On. And the name of the article is How Your Behavior Affects Your Bottom Line. And we've been on the line with Atinko Sisautana, a content creator at Just Money. So last question. Atinkosi, how accessible is financial advice?
Well, if you think about the time of people of my age, financial advice was not very, very accessible. But in these days, you can... you can get financial education just at the tip of your finger, just because at Just Money writes so many articles about financial education. We try to have our consumers or our readers as savvy as possible about their finances. So please educate yourself as well. And also, if you want some advice, you can also call us as well. You know, there are so many financial institutions that you can that offer a financial advice, or they could direct you to where to get financial advice. But at Just Money, just Google www.justmoney.co.za. You'll find more information than you need, and you can call us as well.
Thank you so much. That's Atinkosi Saldana, content creator at Just Money, talking about how your behavior affects your bottom line.